What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and thyroid issues and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, acne, rosacea, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system is no miracle at all. It's really simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you out on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the longevity products, if you want to share a success story, if you have concerns about friends or workmates or formulations, if you want to learn more about the formulations in the longevity products, 866-582-9933 is your number. You can also check out my website, brightsideben.com. We have all the products that you hear us advertise on the program, that you hear us talk about on the program up at brightsideben.com. Take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, the Ultimate EFAs, the Ultimate Enzymes, the OPC Selenium. They're all up at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to make some money selling longevity products. There's a lot of folks making some pretty good money selling longevity. The products pretty much sell themselves. You can also get your products at the wholesale price by clicking on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com. You can also call the folks at the Brightside Ben phone team, 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. We're talking acne, pimples, zits, whatever you want to call them. I've been getting a lot of letters about acne, and I think as I was saying yesterday and the day before, if we don't know what exactly a pimple is, if we don't know what a zit is, there's no way that we're going to be able to deal with this unpleasant skin condition. That's why most of us who have acne or are breaking out or taking antibiotics or using drugstore creams, going to the dermatologist. Let me tell you something, folks. I've been working with physicians for pushing 30 years, since the middle 1980s, early to middle 1980s. And I, as you know, if you've listened to me on this program, I'm not a believer in the medical model, to say the least. In fact, some of the dumbest people I've ever met are physicians, and some of the nicest people, and some of the most well-meaning people as well, but also some of the dumbest people. And in all of the practice of medicine, there is no sillier segment of the medical model than dermatology. When you think about it, it doesn't even make sense. Why would somebody go to a dermatologist to heal something on the skin when by the time something shows up on the skin, it's over? By the time you see your zit or your rash or your eczema or your psoriasis, that's the end. That is how the body has attempted to resolve a biochemical breakdown. So when a dermatologist gives you a steroid cream or an antibiotic, he's treating the resolution phase, the end of the breakdown process. If we're really interested in taking care of the skin, we got to address the biochemical breakdown that is initiating the zit or the rash or the psoriasis. By the time you see the plaque, the psoriatic plaque, or by the time you see the pimple, or by the time you see the eczema rash, that's it. It's over. That's the body excreting or finishing up the biochemical breakdown. This makes dermatology the silliest segment in all of medicine. If you want to understand how to treat any skin condition, including acne, you got to understand the concept of cell breakdown. In fact, if you want to understand any disease, if you want to resolve any disease, if you want to take care of any health condition, you got to understand cell breakdown. All disease is cell disease, and acne is no different. Cells break down when there is microinflammation. This is an important distinction, folks. Microinflammation. I'm not talking about the kind of inflammation that you can see. I'm not talking about the kind of inflammation that shows up at the end of the life cycle of a pimple. I'm not talking about the kind of inflammation that looks like swelling or on your face if you have a boil or a cyst. I'm not talking about a swollen ankle. I'm not talking about a black eye. I'm talking microinflammation, microscopic inflammation that surrounds the microscopic area that a cell lives in. Microinflammation, microscopic inflammation. This microinflammation that causes a pimple, that causes the cell breakdown, that causes the pimple, is the same microinflammation that is associated with all diseases. Acne is just like any other health issue. Endometriosis, cancer, MS, arthritis, whatever. These are breakdowns in cells. Acne happens to be a breakdown in the health or the wellness or the functioning of a skin cell, specifically a skin pore cell. Microinflammation of the skin cell, microinflammation of the skin pore cell. At the point of cell breakdown, which is the point where all disease begins, which is where we need to be focusing if we're going to be addressing disease, at the point of cell breakdown, cells don't have a whole bunch of things that can go wrong. When cells break down, they either make too much stuff, they don't make enough stuff, they grow too fast, or they grow too slow. That's pretty much it. They make too much stuff, they don't make enough stuff, they grow too fast, or they grow too slow. What we call disease is cell disease. It's either making too much cholesterol, too much homocysteine, too much sebum, which is skin oils. Their cells are either not growing, they're not growing correctly. Eczema is an example of skin cells not growing correctly. Acne is an example of skin cells not growing correctly. Or they'll grow in a crazy, out-of-control fashion. Psoriasis, cancer, endometriosis, and breakouts as well. These are all crazy growing cells. So the first step in the formation of a zit is cells growing out of control, cells growing disorganized, cells becoming misshapen, and cells creating blockages and pores. But this is just the first step. This alone does not cause a zit. So the first step is skin cells growing nuts. Skin cells growing crazy. Now, if skin cells just grow crazy, you're not going to have a pimple, but you may have something called a milia. Sometimes women will get these milia, that's spelled M-I-L-E-A, as they get older. Sometimes people, after they've had gallbladder surgery, will get a milia bump. But this isn't quite yet a pimple. What causes a pimple is a combination of cells going crazy and a second step that has to occur for a zit to develop. And that second step is the abundant and excess secretion of skin oils. So your first step that has to occur for a zit to develop, the cells have to go crazy, skin pore cells have to go crazy, and the second step that has to occur is sebum. Skin oils have to be secreted in a crazy fashion. So skin cells growing crazy, step one. Sebum or skin oils being secreted in an excess crazy fashion is step two. It's a breakdown of the cells that secrete sebum. Step one, a breakdown of the cells of that line of skin pores. Step two, a breakdown in the cells that are making oil. Sebum, skin oil, is supposed to keep the skin moist. Sebum is pumped into the skin pore to keep the skin soft and hydrated. But under certain conditions, under cell breakdown conditions, the cells that make sebum are going to overproduce. So your sebum cells are breaking out just like your skin pore cells are breaking out, and it's the combination of these two breakdowns, I should say breakdowns, not breaking out, these two breakdowns that leads to a zit. Step number one, skin pore cells going crazy. Step number two, skin oil cells producing too much oil. All right, we'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're coming back on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. You'll find videos up there and articles up there that explain what I call the Bright Side philosophy. You'll also find a shopping cart and a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business or get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or anybody on the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today, our number every day on the Bright Side is 866-582-9933. We're talking about acne and breakouts and zits, just what exactly a pimple is, how a pimple forms. There's two steps that take place, that have to take place for a zit to form. The first step is cells going crazy inside a skin pore, cells growing out of control. The second step is skin oil cells. These skin oil cells live in the pore. They actually live outside the pore, but they pump their oil into a pore. These skin oil cells are called sebocytes. That's the technical name. Whenever you hear the suffix site at the end of a word, C-Y-T-E, that refers to a cell. An osteocyte is a bone-making cell. A myocyte is a muscle cell. A cardiocyte is a heart cell. A keratinocyte is a skin cell. And a sebocyte is a cell that makes sebum, a cell that makes skin oils, the technical term for skin oils being sebum. There's a lot of things that will cause sebocytes to go crazy and overproduce. For one thing, if there's a lot of insulin floating around, if you have blood sugar problems, if you're eating a lot of crappy sugary foods, that can cause sebocytes to overproduce. If you have hormone problems, specifically testosterone or cortisol stress hormone, that can also cause sebocytes to overproduce as well. Now, I should say at this point that you can have a type of acne that does not involve sebum cells, that does not involve skin oils. This is a kind of allergic reaction acne that is often associated with foods and digestion. I call it digestive acne. And it will appear, as we've said many times on this program, it's going to appear on the sides of the face, on the cheek area, and the neck area. This is a digestive condition. And you want to make a distinction between digestive, allergic acne, and typical teenage boy, what I'm calling teenage boy acne, more appropriately called androgenic acne or male hormone acne. So if you're breaking out, or if you know somebody who's breaking out, or if you've got a kid or a grandkid who's breaking out, you want to make this distinction. It's extremely important. Nothing is more tragic to me in the skincare world than somebody who simply has an allergic reaction to dairy or to grains, and they're breaking out on the sides of their face, and you can always tell an allergic reaction because it appears rashy. There's nothing more tragic in the world of skincare than somebody who's got an allergic reaction kind of acne, and all they need to be doing is removing some dairy or removing grains or removing some other food out of their diet. Their skin will completely clear up, and they're going to their dumb dermatologist, and he's giving them Accutane, and he's giving them antibiotics, and he's giving them benzoyl peroxide and all kinds of harsh treatments, and they're doing skin peels, and all the kid really needs is to stop drinking the milk or stop eating the pasta or stop eating the whatever kind of food this person's allergic to. And I can't tell you how many times. I have a really close friend, and I met her when she was 27 years old, and her face was a mess, and I could tell by looking at it that all it was a digestive condition, and she'd been going to the dermatologist, and he'd been telling her it's a staph infection. And I'm sure she's listening right now. She listens to this program every day. I said to her, you know what? We're going to clear this thing up, and all it's going to take is a few little lifestyle changes. And sure enough, this is now 6-7 years later, her skin is completely clear. And this is the kind of stuff that can happen if you can assess what's happening on the skin. But in order to assess it, you got to figure out what exactly is going on. If it's a breakout on the cheeks, if it's a breakout on the sides of the face, if it's not located where there's oil glands, non-T-zone, you're dealing with a digestive condition. However, if you are dealing with a T-zone condition, an oil condition, a sebum condition, then you got to distinguish the two parts of acne. Number one, cells going out of control inside of the pore. And number two, sebocytes, skin oils, getting secreted in excess. Skin oils get secreted in excess when we're eating lots of high sugar foods, when our insulin is going crazy. And by the way, we've said yesterday that acne used to be called skin diabetes, and even to this day they give diabetes drug to help treat acne, and this is the reason. Insulin causes sebocytes to go crazy, secrete a lot of oil. Insulin will also cause skin pore cells to divide in a disorganized and abundant fashion. So insulin, elevated blood sugar, and insulin, pre-diabetes, are all components of this out-of-control, crazy skin cell and skin oil cell dysfunction. Testosterone can do it too. The male hormone testosterone can do it as well. So if you have someone who's doing a diet that's stressing out their blood sugar system, and they're producing lots of testosterone, and they're under a lot of stress, emotional stress or psychological stress or physical stress, The soil is ripe for the formation of a pimple. Teenagers are especially prone towards this condition as they go through their adolescent growth spurt. Testosterone is being secreted, male hormone is being secreted, and women are secreting this as well in abundance. And by the way, the way the drug Accutane works is it works at the SIBO site level. It poisons a sebum-making cell. It kills sometimes the cells that produce sebum. It is an awful, awful drug. Of course, if you don't have sebum, you don't have skin oils. If you kill the sebocytes, your acne more than likely will go away because you need to have this step two if you're going to form a zit. Step one of a zit formation involves cells going crazy inside the skin pore. Step two of a zit formation involves sebocytes, sebum being secreted in excess out of these sebocytes. Step one of a zit formation involves fat metabolism issues. That is, deficiencies in fatty vitamins or problems absorbing fatty vitamins. That's right. Step one, cells growing crazy, largely involves deficiencies in fatty vitamins or problems absorbing fatty vitamins as well as other fatty nutrients. Step two of a zit formation involves excess secretion of sebum, which means insulin, sugar, high-calorie foods, processed carbohydrates, not talking about veggies here, male hormones, testosterone, and stress hormone cortisol, all producing excess skin oils. So you got cells growing crazy and disorganized, and you have lots of oil being pumped out into the pore, and that is a bad combination. Sometimes these crazy growing cells will cover up the oil that's being secreted. That's called a whitehead. Sometimes the crazy growing cells won't cover up the oil, in which case the oil will oxidize, it'll go rancid, and it will turn dark, and that's called a blackhead. You can squeeze those blackheads out because there's no cell covering. You have to be very careful with a whitehead because it's covered up with a cell and you can cause damage. Sometimes there's just going to be a hard bump. That's called milia. It doesn't involve skin oils as much as whiteheads or blackheads. And as I said earlier, that can happen as we get older, especially as women get older. That can happen if you have fat absorption problems. That can happen if you've had your gallbladder removed. Remember, this is all a fatty condition here. The skin is a fatty organ. Acne is a fatty organ condition. The gallbladder processes fats. A milia, a bump, or a blemish will form from a hard protein that's made by skin cells. It's kind of like your fingernails or your hooves or your antlers. That's why milia are hard, hard bumps. There's a hard protein that's made from skin cells called keratin. Keratin starts to accumulate. Crazy cells that are starved or suffocated or dehydrated or stewing in their own toxicity will produce too much keratin. As the cells grow in a crazy divided fashion, that's where you get your hard bump. That's where you get your milia. But none of this stuff is a full-blown zit yet. You got milia, whitehead, blackheads, but these are not full-blown zits, as unpleasant as they may be. There's one more thing that happens that has to happen to turn your whitehead or your blackhead or even your milia into a full-blown pimple. I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the bright side, I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're talking about the life of a zit. We're talking about how a zit forms. There are four steps of zit formation. The first step is skin pore cells growing crazy and out of control, clogging up the pore. Don't have a zit yet. You may have a milia, but you don't have a zit. Step number two is oil-making cells. We call them SIBO sites, making lots of oils. Now you've got a whitehead or a blackhead, but you still don't have a zit yet. You got a whitehead or you have a blackhead, but you don't have a zit yet. It takes a third step to form a zit. Actually, it takes two more steps to form a zit, but the third step is probably the most important step. It's the one most people know about. And I will tell you what that is on our next Bright Side show. We'll continue talking about the formation of a pimple tomorrow, and we will tell you about nutritional supplements that you can use and nutritional strategies that you can use to take care of acne. And let me tell you something, folks. I've been dealing with skin conditions in general Since I first started formulating products back in 1983 and dealing with acne specifically since the middle 1980s, and if I've learned one thing about the skin, I learned one thing about acne, is that you can treat it very, very effectively and very, very quickly by using just a few nutritional supplements and by using a few simple nutritional strategies. We will talk about that tomorrow. If you are dealing with acne or you know somebody who's dealing with acne, if you have a kid or a grandkid who's dealing with this unpleasant skin condition, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow to our next Bright Side episode as we continue talking about acne and pimples and nutritional ways that you can address the skin condition. Okay, our number 866-582-9933. I am Pharmacist Ben. Time to take our first phone call of the day. Let's go to Illinois and say hi to Rick. Rick, I think, was on the line with us yesterday before when we had to go. Right, Rick? Is that you?
Yes, right. That's me.
Hey, Rick. What's going on, buddy?
Well, we were talking yesterday about repetitive strain injury, and were speaking about macroinflammation and addressing digestive breakdown issues. So I want to let you pick up where you left off yesterday.
Okay. So repetitive motion injuries, carpal tunnel syndrome and such, they are mechanical. In other words, you're moving a lot, but your skin and your cells and muscles and nerves should be able to handle repetitive motion. If they can't handle repetitive motion, chances are there's something that's destabilizing either the muscle cells or the nerve cells or perhaps even the bone cells. So you want to look at cell destabilization. I call it cell breakdown or cell dysfunction, but really it's a destabilization of the cells. And this destabilization typically occurs a secondary to microinflammation. And I made this distinction a lot over the last couple of days between macroinflammation and microinflammation. Microinflammation is a microscopic inflammation that occurs around the bone cell or the nerve cell or the muscle cell if you're dealing with carpal tunnel repetitive strain injuries. So if you have the repetitive strain injury, clearly you probably want to do something about the repetitive motion, but even more importantly, we want to address that microinflammation. Microinflammation at the cell level occurs after you have starvation, suffocation, toxification, or dehydration. And we were talking, as we closed the program yesterday, we were talking about toxification. This toxification occurs, number one, when cells cannot get rid of their waste. Cells produce waste as part of their normal lives, just like we produce waste as part of our normal lives, so do cells. But the lymphatic system is supposed to drain those wastes away. Now, if the lymphatic system becomes clogged, those wastes will not drain away as effectively, and there's several things you could do to prevent or to reduce the clogging inside the lymphatic system. Number one, the most important thing you could do to prevent lymphatic clogging or reduce lymphatic congestion is to make sure you're moving your body. The lymphatic system has no pump. It depends on muscle movement, depends on muscle contraction for movement and for clearing out of the congestive accumulation of toxins. That means exercising. That means a rebounder. That means walking briskly. Anything you could do to move your body is going to improve lymphatic congestion. Secondly, deep breathing is a very important strategy for improving lymphatic congestion. Make sure you're practicing deep breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, and we've talked about that a lot in the past. Then, of course, for toxification of cells, you want to keep the toxins from getting into your body in the first place. Now, toxins can enter into the body through three main routes. One is through the respiratory system. This happens occasionally, but rarely. The second is through the skin. That hardly ever happens. By far and away, the most important way toxins get into the body to poison the microenvironment of a cell is through foods. If you have any digestive impairment, that is a red flag for lymphatic congestion secondary to toxification. You have to address digestive issues. If you have them, that's great. Or if you know you have them, that's great, because now you have a place that you can work. I talked to a guy a couple days ago, and he had all the signs of toxification, but he insisted he had no digestive impairment. If you can't find digestive impairment, it makes it much more difficult to address toxification. So see if you can find bloating or heartburn or gas or diarrhea or loose stools or constipation, and then eliminate the foods that cause those problems. That's how you're going to address toxification of the microenvironment. The second thing you're going to want to address is suffocation of the microenvironment, and this involves oxygenation. Do not be a shallow breather. Be a deep breather. Practice your diaphragmatic breathing. In addition to helping with the toxification side of things, it will also help with the suffocation of the microenvironment. Make sure you're deep breathing. A cell that is not being oxygenated is a cell that is going to become destabilized. And again, the destabilization of cells is what we're looking at when we have a carpal tunnel or repetitive motion issue. So oxygen and making sure you're getting enough oxygen and making sure you're blowing off carbon dioxide. The third thing that you want to look at when it comes to keeping cells healthy and stable and strong is starvation. Cells eat what we call the mighty 90 nutrients. They also eat glucose to a certain extent, sugar to a certain extent, but for the most part, they're eating micronutrients and amino acids. That is vitamins, fatty vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. And your fatty vitamins, as we'll talk about when we continue talking about acne, are especially important for the outside part of a cell. That outside part is called a cell membrane. And that cell membrane is the first part of a cell that breaks down. The cell membrane is 60% essential fatty acids. It has vitamin E embedded in it. It has coenzyme Q10 embedded in it. It is extremely dependent on fat absorption and fatty vitamins. So to keep your cells healthy, you have to make sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids, first of all. Most people are not. That's why I consider essential fatty acids to be one of the three main nutritional supplements everybody needs to be taking: a multiple vitamin, probiotics, and essential fatty acids. If you don't believe in supplementation, you don't have any money to supplement, whatever your excuse is for not getting on a supplement program, at the very least, you should be on a multiple vitamin, an essential fatty acid supplement, and a probiotic. The cell membrane being composed largely of EFAs, these essential fatty acids are super, super important for the health of a cell. Get yourself on 400 international units of vitamin E. Not only is it important for the cell membrane, it also will help with the macro inflammation that can be associated with some of these problems too. 400 international units a day of vitamin E. You're not going to get it from food, folks. There's not a lot of vitamin E in foods. Look for mixed tocopherols or mixed tocotrienols. Vitamin A is also extremely important, as we'll talk about tomorrow, for the health of the cell. 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day. And by the way, this is all, Rick, this is all in terms of your repetitive motion issues. So you're going to want to, when I'm talking about cells, I want you to apply this information to the carpal tunnel issues that you're dealing with. Hang tight. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back at you right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves: stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're talking to Rick about carpal tunnel syndrome. Let's see. You there, Rick?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so starvation, suffocation, toxification, and dehydration. The dehydration component means water. Making sure you're hydrated, half a gallon to a gallon of water a day is a good place to be. There's so many reasons why we want to be drinking more water. You can lose weight when you're drinking more water. It'll help your blood pressure. It'll help your it'll help you if you're dealing with chronic fatigue or any kind of fatigue issues. Drinking water will dilute your blood sugar. Drinking water first thing in the morning will help you wake up. And keeping yourself hydrated will keep the microscopic environment around a cell healthy, or help keep it healthy. As far as suffocation goes, make sure you're practicing deep breathing. As far as toxification goes, eliminating digestive triggers and food allergies. And again, making sure you're deep breathing to move the lymph around. When the lymph becomes clogged, cells cannot eliminate their wastes effectively, and they end up stewing in their own poisons. The last thing that we want to talk about is starvation of a cell. And starvation of a cell means a lack of micronutrition. A cell eats micronutrients. It eats essential fatty acids. It eats vitamins. It eats minerals. It eats sugar in the form of glucose. And it will also eat amino acids or building blocks of protein. So you got to make sure you're getting your mighty 90, especially your fatty nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. Make sure you're getting your EFAs, omega-3s, and omega-6s. The omega-3s function as anti-inflammatories. It will help protect the microenvironment around the cell from microinflammation, and omega-6s are actually stored inside the cell membrane where they will attract oxygen to keep that cell oxygenated. Essential fatty acids are not optional, folks. They're one of the big three nutritional supplements everybody needs. Now, if you have any issues around fat malabsorption, that needs to be corrected. Make sure you're taking, if you have any issues processing fats, if you've had a gallbladder removed, or you have any kind of liver health issues, or if you have any pancreatic health issues, take your essential fatty acids and your fatty nutrients and fatty vitamins with digestive enzymes, with lecithin, with bile salts, with apple cider vinegar. Anything you could do to improve the absorption of fats is going to be in your interest, even if you don't have fat malabsorption issues, but especially if you do. Also, by the way, probiotics are very important for the detoxification process, for helping process food, so you probably want to be on a good probiotic supplement also if you have carpal tunnel syndrome. And then one last thing that I want to say about carpal tunnel syndrome, about cell inflammation, is minerals, especially the mineral zinc.
Zinc is an incredibly important membrane-stabilizing mineral. Remember, cell breakdown starts off at the cell membrane level. We'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow. That cell membrane, when it becomes broken down, is going to change how a cell functions. Keeping the cell membrane healthy is very important, and zinc is important in this regard. And then actually, last thing I want to tell you is vitamin B6, in addition to all the B-complex. The B-complex is very important for giving a cell energy, for helping a cell make energy, I should say. And vitamin B6 is especially important for carpal tunnel syndrome. In fact, B6 is considered to be the single most important nutritional supplement you could take for carpal tunnel syndrome or repetitive motion issues. I'd be doing at least 100 milligrams of B6 a day, pyridoxine. Make sure when you're taking your vitamin B6, you're taking it with all of your B-complex. And my friend Rick in Illinois, if you do everything we just talked about, you should have your carpal tunnel and your repetitive motion issues start to be reduced almost right away, and perhaps even eliminated in short order. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Moving on to Canada. What is up, Pete? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Greetings. What's going on, buddy?
I'm calling because I was trying to put together a supplement strategy for my father-in-law, but he's on 8 different medications, and I'm kind of concerned about having unintended consequences and trying to figure out a way that he can maybe think about getting off some of these prescriptions.
What's his health condition? What's his health about? Tell me.
He's about 65, he's in his mid-70s, and he's overweight. He's probably somewhere around 265.
How tall?
And he's been on prescriptions for quite a few years.
How tall is he?
Probably about 5'11".
5'11", 265, and he's on 8 medicines for his heart, I assume, and diabetes, too?
Correct. Started with high blood pressure and cholesterol, and then eventually diabetes, and then insulin for diabetes.
Okay.
And then he's on, do you want me to give you the quick list?
No, you don't need to give me the list. You ever hear the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink?
Sure.
So the first thing that anybody has to deal with if they're on 8 medicines and they've got health conditions, the first thing they got to deal with is willingness. That means they got to be willing. Now, if he's on 8 medicines and he's 265 and 5'10 or 5'11, I forgot what you said, this is a very unhealthy man. And it doesn't sound to me like he's as concerned as you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's the problem, because willingness is the first thing that has to happen, or the first thing that you have to have if you're going to reverse a health condition. Now, I got to tell you, everything you've told me that he's got is 100% reversible. At the age of 70 or 75, it's a little bit more difficult to reverse, but it's still reversible. There, he's not doomed to high blood pressure and high blood pressure meds and diabetes meds and being overweight, but he's got to start off doing certain things. Now, the meds are going to slow down the recovery process. Remember, meds, prescription drugs, put a serious stress on the body. When the body is under stress, it cannot grow and repair as effectively. Does that make sense, Pete?
Yes.
When the body is under stress, and prescription medications will put serious stress on the body, it cannot grow and repair as effectively. So you're like a heavyweight fighter. The healing process can be likened to a heavyweight fighter in a heavyweight fight. But if you're on meds, you're like a heavyweight fighter in a championship fight with one arm tied behind your back. And I don't care if you're Muhammad Ali, if you got one arm tied behind your back, it's going to make it much more difficult to win a championship fight. So you got to do what you can do, and nutritional supplementation will actually help the medication work, so he can at least lower his dose if he wants. But as long as he's doing medication, it's going to make it much tougher. So let's start off first things first. Now, you've probably heard me, I don't know if you've heard me talk about the triangle of disease, the three points of disease that all disease follows from. Number one, the digestive system. Number two, the blood sugar system. And number three, the adrenal thyroid link or adrenal thyroid axis. I call that the triangle of disease. Whatever you're dealing with, folks, you got to start off with the triangle. That means, number one, focus on digestive wellness. If you want to do one thing, Pete, for your, did you say your father-in-law or your father? Pete?
Yes, it's father-in-law.
Okay, so if you want to do one thing for your father-in-law, have him focus on digestive wellness. Get him on a probiotic supplement. If you're using Longevity, get him on the Nightly Essence. That'll come out here in the next, in the next week. Nightly Essence will be back out again. It's my favorite probiotic supplement. Whatever you decide to do, get him on a probiotic supplement, whatever brand you want, 80 billion units a day. The advantage of the nightly essence is you'll get digestive enzymes with it, and it probably, if you're not going to use the nightly essence, get them on another digestive enzyme product. So probiotics and digestive enzymes, get him on apple cider vinegar, finish up all his meals with apple cider vinegar. Chances are he's dealing with gastritis or low stomach acid. Most people are, especially if they're on medicine and especially if they're older. So acidification of the stomach is very important. You can't absorb nutrients as effectively without acid. So finishing up his meals with apple cider vinegar, using digestive enzymes, using probiotics. If there are any digestive issues, bloating, gas, cramping, you know all the likely suspects, those need to be addressed. Do a food diary, eliminate problem foods. If you just want to don't want to deal with a food diary, just have him, if you can anyway, reduce his intake of refined carbohydrates, processed flours, not just gluten, by the way. I hear a lot of people talking to me about gluten-free. It's not just gluten, folks. There's lots of stuff in grains that are problematic. Gluten is just one of them. So all any kind of processed grains, flours, eggs, dairy, those are the most likely suspects. But under ideal conditions, he'll really be keeping track of the foods that are his particular personal problem foods and eliminate those. Moving on into the blood sugar system, use the Sweeties from Youngevity, folks. You don't have to have diabetes or blood sugar issues to benefit from the Sweeties, but if you do, you better be taking that stuff after meals if you're serious about reversing your blood sugar issues. Get on the BTT as well. It's got the B-complex in there, which is super important for blood sugar issues, especially thiamine, vitamin B1 and B3. Vitamin C, super, super, mega important for blood sugar issues. And by the way, I forgot to tell Rick, vitamin C is also important for microinflammation. So, Rick, if you're still listening, make sure you're using a couple thousand milligrams of vitamin C. Omega-3 fatty acids are very important for blood sugar control. Magnesium is a superstar. In fact, Barry, magnesium will also help your father-in-law with his blood pressure issues and with his cardiovascular health issues. I'd be doing 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Make sure he's practicing deep breathing. Keep that adrenal gland healthy. Use zinc for the adrenal glands. Use vitamin C for the adrenal glands. Use vitamin B5 for the adrenal glands. Maybe even get some liquid adrenal extract. There's so much more that your father can do, your father-in-law can do, but that's a good place for you to start. Feel free to give us a call back tomorrow. Tell our call screener that we close up the program with you, and I'll get you first in line. And thank you so much for your call from Canada. Appreciate it. Pete. Okay, good. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. That's all we got time for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about acne. I'll tell you about the last step that has to occur to turn a whitehead and a blackhead into a full-blown zit, and I'll tell you about some nutritional supplements that you can use to take care of your skin condition. Take a look at my website, brightsideben.com. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.